working in New York City public schools for decades, and we always focused on high school. Everyone else was saying, you know, you've got to get to kids in elementary school or else you've lost them. Well, we wanted to work with the lost, quote unquote.
Yeah.
And we knew that they weren't lost. So got very attached to that idea of working with high school students. And at the same time, we encountered the, you know, multiple challenges and channels that adolescents were going through. And we would start out with a bang, and then we would lose students over the course of time because they had were going home to single-family, you know, situations. They were taking care of younger siblings. They were going to work, to school. They were, you know, they were pressed academically to which, because otherwise they would be failures. You know, like, quote unquote, all these things would work against their staying in the dance program, even if they loved it. So in 2006, we had three opportunities that were very compressed, Cambodia, Germany, and a New York City public school, all of which could give us 20 hours over 1 week, but that was it. And so we were forced into creating Dance with Connect. We were forced to think about what could we actually achieve that would be meaningful in such a short period of time. And what we discovered is that the achievement level of that compressed experience was far, far above what we've seen in 10-week programs.
Mm-hmm.
The kids could achieve so much if they focused and if they put everything else away and really just work towards a goal that was right in front of them. And but it was pressure to do it. So that's how it started. It started out as a serendipitous situation.